Proverbs 10:7 says, "The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot." I never appreciated this proverb as a young man, but the older I get, the more I see it not only being true, but just how true it is. We have no better proof than in our King James Bible, and really any unbiased, fact-based history book. Have you ever thought about the fact that the wicked in the Bible have been a source of disgust for millennia? We can just name a few from the Old Testament: Cain, Nimrod, Potiphar's wife, the Pharaoh of the Exodus, Balaam, Nabal, Ahab, Jezebel, and that's just to name a few. And when their names come up, rot. And in the New Testament, there's Herod, Judas, Pontius Pilate, Simon the Sorcerer, Hymenaeus, Alexander the Coppersmith. These are among some of the worst characters in the biblical historical accounts. And their names are synonymous with the worst of humanity. Their name is like rot. And history is much the same, whether it's Nero, the wicked popes like Urban VI or Alexander VI. And of course, there's Lenin, Stalin, Hitler, Mao, Castro, and so forth. But on a smaller scale, the same is true in our lives. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Just think about people that you know who've died just in the past decade. Those whose lives were lived for the Lord and who treated others with charity and respect, they're still spoken of in terms of endearment and love. But what about people you've known who've died over the past decade that did not live respectable lives, or at least they didn't know the Lord, so obviously they didn't serve the Lord? I could name several. They're names of people that you wouldn't recognize. They weren't criminals, and they weren't what the world would call really bad people, but they didn't know the Lord, and it showed in their life. They didn't leave behind much good to recall. As a result, their names just don't come up very often in conversation, if at all. It's as though their name has rotted. It's dead, dried up, crumbled, and blown into the wind, forgotten. And as thought-provoking as historical and personal considerations are, there is a much more important point to this proverb: your name, my name, for eternity. On the one hand, the memory of the just is blessed. Think of Paul's closing in Philippians 4:3. "And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life." Of all the blessings for the memory of the just, having your name in the book of life is the most important thing, and carries with it the greatest blessing of all. The alternative? Revelation 20:15. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." If your name is not found in the book of life, nothing else will matter, ever, for eternity. But the name of the wicked shall rot. So when you put this proverb in an eternal perspective, it sure clears up matters. Revelation 3:5 says, "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." We don't overcome by good works. Our good works are a product of having overcome by repenting toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in his death and shed blood as payment for our sin. He was buried and rose again, conquering sin and death and winning eternal life for all who will turn to him by faith in that gospel, believing and being saved. If your name does not rot with the wicked, you will only have Jesus to thank for all of eternity, forever. As the Apostle John wrote in 1 John 5:5, "Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?"